Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Meet like-minded individuals and don't take no from someone that hasn't done it before.
Best ever listeners, wouldn't it be nice to have a $2 million pre-approval line of credit? Just think about that. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't that be nice? How would that help you get more deals done? Because when you submit a pre-approval line of credit with your offer on a fix and flip house, do you think it's going to stand out more? I think so. And our friends at Fund That Flip, you know Fund That Flip, Matt Rodak, he's been on the show before many times. He's a friend of mine. He's also the owner of Fund That Flip and they're a sponsor of today's episode. What they're doing is they're giving a $2 million pre-approval line of credit, up to $2 million pre-approval line of credit for qualified buyers. And my gosh, in this competitive buying market, sellers prefer to sell to buyers who have a high likelihood of closing, right? Makes sense. Well, use this pre-approval line of credit from Fund That Flip, and that will signal to the seller that you're the real deal and you'll be able to close quickly. It's free. All you gotta do is go to fundthatflip.com. You've gotta qualify that you have prior experience and there's a process, but it's free and you need to go to fundthatflip.com to get the pre-approval line of credit, because this is a way that's gonna help your short-term rehab loan happen, because you're going to get the deal for the property where you need the short-term rehab loan. Go to fundthatflip.com and get that pre-approval line of credit for up to $2 million. Best ever listeners, hello. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Farrellis. This is the show where we cut out the fluffy stuff and we only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. We spoke to Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank, Robert Kiyosaki, the author Rich Dad Poor Dad, and many other best ever guests. With us today, we have a wholesaler and fix and flipper and a very active real estate investor in Charlotte, North Carolina. How you doing, Taylor Pugh?
Another beautiful day, sir. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Nice to have you on the show, and a little bit about Taylor, and then he'll get into it in more detail. He specializes in wholesaling. He also does fix and flips with his business partner. He facilitates the largest meetup in Charlotte. So if you're in Charlotte and you don't attend, then what the heck are you doing? Go attend. It's called Hobby Millionaire Real Estate Investor Academy. He's a former sergeant in the United States Marine Corps. He was in there for 8 years. And you can say hi to him at his Facebook page, which is a long, ugly URL. So you can just click on that. There's no way I can say that. There's a lot of numbers and stuff. But if you search for Kings and Queen City, apparently that works too. With that being said, Taylor, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, sure, Joe. First, thank you for welcoming me to the show and allowing me to join you guys today. Longtime listener of your podcast, so really excited to be invited to share some knowledge today.
Awesome. Well, and I said it before we started recording, but thank you, sir, for your service in the military.
You know, we can only do it with the support of the nation that we served. So I'll flip it back and say thank you for the support. Quick bit about me. You've already kind of jumped through a lot of it. Served in the Marine Corps for 8 years. Like a lot of veterans and just college graduates and stuff, came and tried to find what am I going to do with my life. And real estate caught my passion, and I've been doing it full time for about 3.5 years now. Hold a portfolio of rental units, do fix and flip, do wholesale, and help other people get involved.
Okay, let's talk about wholesaling. How many deals are you doing either a year or a month?
I've never classified it out. I just know that me and my partners are active on a number of any deals at any given time. If I had to quantify it out, I'd probably guess that we have 5 active deals running at a time. And as those go through, we then pick up another deal.
Okay. So in that meetup, I repeated what I was reading in your bio. If you facilitate the largest meetup in Charlotte, does that mean that you founded it?
Yes and no. It's a trick question. I have a partner that I facilitate with. Her name is Bonnie Laszlo. Me and her both actually moved to Charlotte about the same time. Got to talking. It kind of grew from us just having dinner together into inviting more and more people. And eventually it turned into a weekly meeting that then morphed. We now have 4 meetings a week because that one weekly meeting wasn't enough to service the community that we were helping.
Oh my gosh. You have 4 meetings every week?
Every single week. I have dinner with the people in this meetup group more than I have dinner with my wife.
What'd she say about that?
She thinks it's fun.
Does she get involved at all?
She's a great support. Part of the reason that latched on to this opportunity and you know, supporting new investors is I have a really strong support system. If you jump on the Kings and Queen City page, you'll see me and my twin brother. My family's really supportive on my side. But, you know, there's a number of people that when they go home from even the big real estate RIAs, their family response is, oh, you were at that real estate thing. That's not the support that we think they need to have. So we offer support for those people that are trying to get involved and get started.
Okay. I want to focus on this because this is unique. I haven't heard of someone who puts this much time towards these meetups. I mean, you have 4 different dinners. So you have dinner 4 times a week with the real estate professionals in Charlotte that you get to know and network with. How long have you been doing these 4 dinners a week?
We started right about 3 years ago.
So more or less for the last 3 years, you've been having dinner 4 times a week with groups of real estate professionals in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. One of our meetings is actually a lunch meeting, but
okay, well, whatever.
We eat together 4 times a week for 3 years straight.
Okay. What's the business outcomes as a result of you spending this much time doing it?
Huge. Every one of my deals is deals that I do with people that I've been involved with at these meetings. To quantify it into income would be all of my rentals, most of my fix and flips, all my wholesale deals. The way we facilitate our meeting, it allows us to attract active people. And so because it's only, you know, a newbie's going to come a couple times, and if they're not being active, they're going to self-select and not return. I did just look it up real quick, Joe. We've had 620 meetups total in the past.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. And you said all of your deals have been as a result of these meetups. Roughly how many unique people a week are you meeting with at these dinners?
It'd have to be over 100. Our meetings average about 30 to 40 people per meeting.
And they're all different?
Yeah, I mean, a couple, I guess we'll call them the staple people or the main organizers. We're going to be at every event. But other than that, generally, someone who's new to the group will choose one meeting that works for them, and they'll come to that one meeting. So if I had to guess 100 to 150 people on a given week.
Mm. And you said you have buy and holds. What buy and holds do you have?
I own a 5-plex, a triplex, a bunch of single family homes, and I just sold 2 of my duplexes, but I have another duplex as well.
Okay. you were referred to these properties from these dinners and lunches?
We have other wholesalers that come, so they'll bring deals. Other finance people, people that are looking to buy, people that are looking to JV, all kind of mix in a little mixing pot and make deals happen.
Okay. You said you facilitate the meetings in a way that encourages new people to come. Can you elaborate how you do that?
We have a kind of structure to our meeting. The first spot is everyone checks in, which is kind of normal. We ask a very specific question, though. We ask, what are you working on right now that'll move you forward in the next 30 days? And so for most people, that's business related. But some people, that's personal stuff. Hey, I'm going to run a marathon. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. And so most people have never been asked, what are you going to do to improve yourself? And so for a lot of people, that they'll self-select and either be really excited about that thought or be put off by it and self-select on if they're coming back or not.
What do you mean self-select?
If they wanted to be passive and not be involved, after coming for so many times and saying, hey, I'm not working to better myself.
Right.
They're going to get tired of saying that and right. choose not to come back.
Right, just thins the herd.
Because of that, you know, we attract people that are going to be active. We finish check-in. We go into a wind where we recognize what positive things you've done this week. Needs and wants, you're talking about, hey, what are you looking for? A property pitch, so if you have something to sell, you can sell it. And then we just go into open floor discussion where, man, what's slowing you down, halting your business? And then we have a room of professionals that can give you advice on it.
I'm writing this down, so I want to make sure I'm writing it down. Everyone checks in. When they check in, they write down, what are you working on right now that move you forward in the next 30 days? Then you recognize the positive things you did that week. Then you talk about needs and wants. What else?
Property pitches. So if you're a wholesaler or if you're trying to sell a property, you can vocalize what you're selling. And then after that, we go into, we call it an open floor, which is just a basically question and answer session.
Okay. But wouldn't that be redundant with the needs and wants?
No, because the need and want is like, I need a plumber or I need a dishwasher. The open floor is more like, I'm having trouble getting this contract under, this house under contract. How can I make better steps? What offer could I present to the seller type thing?
Got it. And how many of these meetings you say you had? 600 and what?
620 so far.
Wow, that's incredible. When you moved to Charlotte, that was one of the first things you did with your business partner?
Like everyone, I tried to get a normal 9-to-5 job. Stepping into some tough financial times in 2013. I actually got laid off 3 times, twice by the same company in 2 weeks.
Wow, you were really messing up.
None of it was my fault, but you know, sales weren't there. And so finally I just said, you know what? I'm tired of anyone else being responsible for my money. If I'm going to fail, let me fail by myself. And it was obviously a really positive step.
Okay, so your portfolio that you mentioned earlier, the 5-plex, the triplex, single families, that started in 2013?
We started the group, with the meetup, started having dinners together. At that time, I was just a wholesaler. I shouldn't say just, but I was only wholesaling just because of, like many of your listeners, not having the cash flow and not having the capital to do things. After establishing that I was credible at what I did, I brought in me and my direct business partner, started working together full-time about 18 months ago. And in that time period, we've gotten up to, I think 24 units was the max. But obviously, as we're going through the process, we then sell some of our property back off.
So it's been 18 months since
Yes. You
started acquiring. Okay, wow.
Yeah, it's funny when you blink and you're like, oh, I'm at 18 units already. That was fast.
Yeah, and you own them 50-50 with your partner?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have other investors in it, or is it your money?
No, we bring private money in for what we do. But that's not to say that's wrong to bring your own money. In our case, we just bring in private money.
So for the 5-plex, the triplex, and a bunch of single family homes, you and your partner have 50-50 ownership, plus you bring in investor money to fund the deals?
Yes, and every deal is a little different just based on the numbers. But we bring in an investor. Normally, our investor gets, depending how it works out, but normally half the deal. We get the other half without putting any money into it, and then we manage and rehab it, oversee the project. When we sell, we split the profit with them.
Okay, I'm with you. You and your partner get half, so really 25% each, and then the investor brings in the money, they get 50%.
Yep.
Okay. How do you and your business partner divvy up the responsibilities?
I handle more the hands-on maintenance, placing tenants and tenant concerns. And my business partner handles a lot of the, I'll call it admin side of the house, where I'm out there in the field and he's doing more kind of the admin work. It just works out better that way.
What's your best real estate investing advice ever?
meet like-minded individuals and don't take no from someone that hasn't done it before.
Will you elaborate on it?
Sure. So there's people that will give you advice, and the example came up last night actually in a meeting. I had a new person at our meetup that wanted to handle lease options, which I think is a great way to buy property. And she asked her lawyer, and her lawyer's like, oh, you never want to do that. It's terrible. Well, he has a vested interest in you not doing a lease option because he doesn't get the actual physical closing that you going and buying it cash would do. So you're taking advice from somebody who has a vested interest to send you in the other direction. You know, when I look for a professional or something, I find someone that's the top of their game and ask them, hey, how are you doing what you're doing? And I think just other people should copy that concept.
When you do that, what type of returns have you found that the investors are looking for on average?
You know, if you go just hard money, you can normally get money lent to you at 12 to 15%. And obviously this depends on your market, but in Charlotte, that's about what we're paying.
With any points?
Normally 1 or 2 points, depending kind of on your experience level. When we bring in equity partners, our partners are seeing cash on cash returns of, 20, 25% annually. And then going from there, obviously if you're able to rotate that cash, you know, 2 or 3 times in a year, those numbers get pretty exciting.
What's one way that you've improved this meetup that you've had, the 620 meetings? What's one way that you've improved it since you started?
Having more. We haven't changed the format. My partner, Bonnie Laszlo, provided the format when she started. I'll give a shout out to her book. It's called The Hobby Millionaire. You can find it on Amazon. But it was her format. We haven't tweaked it much just by opening up opportunities to other areas of Charlotte because our meetings are geographically located, so they're in different parts of the city.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that. That's why you have the 4 different quadrants of Charlotte.
Yeah, it just gives more opportunity to different individuals to show up. We have our meetings at a couple different price points. It's probably the best way to explain it. One meeting is a little more expensive and require you to buy dinner. And then there's other meetings we have like an IHOP, and you can just show up and have water. So kind of sorts you out just a little bit more that way as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think to ask the price if there was one. What are the price points?
So we go to a medium Italian place on a Monday night, probably 20, 25 bucks to get out of there.
The price is just you got to eat dinner? Is that
it?
Yeah,
that one you have to eat dinner at. All the other meetings are at like IHOPs, and you could literally show up and just drink water, but it just kind of spaces out, you know, more serious investors versus tire kickers, and nothing's wrong with either point. It's just where you're at in your career, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you make them RSVP ahead of time?
We use obviously the meetup system to RSVP, but we don't turn people away if they haven't. We use it more just kind of as a gauge to how busy we're going to be that night.
Got it. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Bob Malecki and his team at Resolution Capital Management partner with individuals to invest in distressed residential mortgage notes. If you're interested in doing a joint venture with them, where basically you invest alongside with them and sharing a portion of the profits based on how well that individual project goes, then go to rcm.company/JV. That's rcm.company/JV. Best ever book you've read?
The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone, 120%.
Best ever personal growth experience, what'd you learn from it?
So you mentioned it right at the beginning. Me being in the United States Marine Corps is by far my best personal growth experience. Allowed me to travel the world, see what true poverty, true desperation looks like, true everything. Makes me grateful to be an American. Honor, courage, discipline, all these great things that I learned inside the Marine Corps.
Best ever deal you've done?
A lease option in a pretty house neighborhood here in Charlotte. The guy was moving. We got it under contract for under his mortgage, so he's paying $200 towards my lease option every month. And then we rented it back out before closing. I'd already cashed out $800 in the deal.
Best ever way you like to give back?
We've kind of gone over it pretty in-depth here, but my meetings at the Hobby Millionaire Charlotte, we have 4 meetings a week. I'm there 15 hours plus, kind of if you combine it all up. So that's how I give back.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate so far?
Great question. I love this question. My very first deal I bought while I was in the Marine Corps, before I had an understanding of how systems work, how numbers work and different things, I bought a duplex. Worst investment I've ever bought. It just, had I ran the numbers, I would have said no thank you, and I didn't.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on what the ramifications were?
Yeah, we bought a duplex. It required some rehab, so we had to dump significantly more money than it was worth. Our goal is to stay over a 10 cap on our investments. If I had to run the numbers out on this, I'm probably looking like a 3 or a 2 cap on that investment because of the amount of money we had to dump into it.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
I can be reached at Facebook, Kings in Queen City. You can also reach us on Twitter and Periscope, Kings, the letter in Queen City again. And then you can just email me, taylor.pugh@gmail.com. That Pugh is P-E-U-G-H.
Do you Periscope the meetings that you do?
No, we recently started Periscoping, though, kind of more motivational things. Hey, get started, get excited. And me and my twin brother are both sharing that channel. And so we're just bringing, yet again, just positive reinforcement, getting people excited, giving people advice on how to get started. And we're doing it bi-weekly at this point. So really excited about that medium.
Cool. Well, Taylor, thank you for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice and how you're getting your deals. You've got a fiveplex, a triplex, a bunch of single family homes, as you mentioned. You're selling off some duplexes and you're doing that primarily, it sounds like exclusively, through this meetup that you and your business partner started. And you've had 620 meetings over the last 3 years, meeting 4 times a week. That's straight up dedication, and I have a lot of respect for that. A lot of people, when they hear I do a daily podcast, I'm not familiar with, like, how do you do that? I'm like, well, no one else was doing it in real estate, so I did it. I'm stupid enough to try it. And once you get into it, you get a rhythm, and then you see the value from it, and you keep on rolling. And then lo and behold, you look back, it's like, wow, you've had 620 meetings over the last 3 years, and look at how your portfolio has grown. And I'm sure it's a great way of being a thought leader and getting more connections and just being really in tune with what the heck's going on all over Charlotte, since you have it in different geographical areas. So thanks so much for sharing that. That's a great strategy, great tip. And best ever listeners, how bad do you want it? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. I mean, what we talk about here today wasn't rocket science. It's just straight effort and commitment to being consistent over a long period of time of doing an effective tactic.
Yeah, thanks. Joe, I could have one quick thing. If you didn't put an offer out today, you're not a real estate investor. It's that simple.
And I will caveat by saying you're not a real estate investor who's doing wholesaling, because I don't put offers out every day. I buy apartment buildings. And
yeah, but Joe, you're already in the business. I'm just saying, for right. Our new guys, if you're not offer out every day, you're not in the business.
There you go. I'll take it. So Taylor, thanks so much for being on the show. Thanks for being a loyal best ever listener. I didn't know that until you mentioned it. I hope you have a best ever day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, sir.
Bob Malecki and his team at Resolution Capital Management partner with individuals to invest in distressed residential mortgage notes. If you're interested in doing a joint venture with them, where basically you invest alongside with them and share in a portion of the profits based on how well that individual project goes, then go to rcm.company/JV. That's rcm.company/JV.